The day John Kennedy was assassinated, November 22nd, 1963, in Dallas, Texas. What do you remember about that day?
I was an assistant superintendent in Broken Arrow, and the superintendent and I had been in Oklahoma City at the State Department of Education on some business, and we were driving to Stillwater for a meeting with some people at the Vocational Technical Education Department in Stillwater. We had turned off the radio in the car, and we were talking all the way. I did not know about the assassination until we walked into the career tech offices over there to see the gentleman we had an appointment with. And everyone was so somber, and they were very visibly upset. We said, "What's going on?" And they told us then that the president had been assassinated. So I didn't learn of it until later in the day. I did not hear all of the radio broadcasts and things that were taking place.
And we should say it happened at 12:30 on that Friday.
That's
so
right.
You learned about it
about 2 o'clock that afternoon. It impacted the nation as only losing the president under those circumstances could do. And for a few weeks even, the nation was just in a state of despair, really. It was a very, very sad time. Everyone watched all of the proceedings, all of the viewings. Everyone was glued to the television set for days, just watching what was going on because the entire nation was upset.
So you were a superintendent?
I was assistant superintendent.
And so how was that handled in school?
Well, the students were upset in the same way that the teachers were, but they dealt with it very carefully. They just understood that people were going to be getting very sad, and if anyone wanted to talk about it, they talked about it in class. They brought in the counselors that we had, would try to help counsel students who were having unusual difficulty.
And then let's reflect on another major happening known as 9/11, the September 11 attacks, September 11, 2001. When they attacked our Twin Towers in New York City, the World Trade Center, and onto the Pentagon. Another plane went down before it could make a strike. What do you remember about that day?
Well, I was obviously not in teaching at that time, or not the superintendent. At that particular time, I was home, did not have the television on. My daughter called me and said, "Are you watching television?" And I said, "No." And she said, "The Twin Towers are coming down, some planes crashed into it, and they don't know just exactly what's happened, and turn on your television." I did, and saw that taking place. In all the days following that, there was great fear about what was taking place in the nation, great fear about what the implications of this might be. A lot of misunderstanding, and it's interesting that people watch that same scene over and over and over for days and days and days, and could not get it out of our minds. Finally, people were just at the point that I don't want to see it anymore.
Yep.
And they wouldn't even turn on the television. It was such a devastating feeling.
That's the feeling I had too. I also thought America will never get back to regular life again. And we did. However, it did change.
It changed
enormously internationally.
Yep. Never the same.
Never the same. Mm. That's right. Never the same, for sure.
I had a friend when I was at the university, one of our staff members who had resigned, had taken a job working in the towers, and I wondered about her, if she was there, and she was not. She was elsewhere at that particular day, but that was one thing that went through my mind. I wonder where she is in that mess.